Festivals have had a profound effect on music ever since the Newport Jazz Festival started in 1954, or possibly as far back as Stonehenge. Monterey in 1967 and Woodstock in 1969 turned out to be game changers for music history. And they are still important, if for no other reason than the incredible size they can attain. Glastonbury, Coachella, and Bonnaroo accommodate an audience 5 times that of Intrust Bank Arena, and the biggest crowds can get the biggest acts. The only way you'll get to see Kendrick Lamar this summer is if you travel to a festival. At best, a music festival fosters a community of like-minded fans. It's visceral and close to nature. At worst, though, the music can end up like fast food, the same everywhere you go and easily forgettable. For a truly memorable experience, I recommend finding a festival that doesn't cater to the largest audience. South by Southwest in Austin is famously big, and pretty much everybody agrees it was better when it was underground. Something more true to the slogan, Keep Austin Weird, might be the Levitation Festival, which will feature more experimental rock acts like Ty Siegel and The OCs. Other niche styles have their festivals too, like opera at Santa Fe or blues at Telluride. And there are some unique settings, like one in a series of Mexican caves and one on a remote Norwegian island north of the Arctic Circle. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.